You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati, alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. So a new book by an award-winning author, engineer, and futurist has some surprising insights on why humankind may actually be devolving rather than improving. And this is due to technology and the elimination of natural selection. Joining us to discuss is J.J. Jerome, author of Evolution Ended. Welcome to the program, Mr. Jerome.
Thank you very much.
Now, it's really kind of a frightening thought about what you said about our species devolving. Can you elaborate?
Well, absolutely. In the old days, we all came up in tribes, and our survival was based on our smarts or strength and our ability to attract a mate. But these days, because of modern technology, we evolve for no particular reason in random ways. There's no pressures on us to evolve through the environment. So now if you need to be, rather than being a hunter, you just need to go to Whole Foods to get your food. Everyone can practically survive to reproductive age, because we have great antibiotics, and we can also control how we reproduce with things like the birth control pill or in vitro fertilization. Therefore, we really have no direction to evolution.
Yeah, there's no thinning of the herd that's happening naturally. And it's sort of the dumbing down of society. I know you and I spoke a little bit off air, and it's a movie you've never seen, but I suggest you go see it. Mike Judge, hilarious writer, director, what have you, had a film called Idiocracy that came out in the like mid to late 90s. And basically the premise is somebody is in like a coma and he wakes up hundreds of years in the future and everyone's a moron. And as soon as I read the premise of your book, I said, this is Idiocracy to a T. And we're experiencing things like lower IQ rates, lower fertility, all kinds of things. Why is this happening?
Well, it's interesting because the IQ rate started to decline as soon as civilization became prevalent. When people started living in cities, rather than biological evolution taking over, their survival was really more determined by how good their city was, how good their army was, how good their economy was, how well they communicated. These were not biological evolution, they were social and economic evolution. But they didn't need to have the level of IQ that they needed to survive out in the wild, for example. Similarly, their physical condition. And these days we see a ton of diabetes out there. And now with things like artificial intelligence, the decline in IQs may be even more pronounced because so many things are being done for you.
Right. I was just about to ask. And then also with social media, what do you think is happening there?
It's extremely interesting because in the old days, our tribes and our ethnic groups provided the glue that we needed to keep our societies together, which really did help us survive. Mm-hmm. They were the ones who made sure you lived up to the society's standards. And a lot of those standards were important for survival. Right. But we don't have tribes anymore. We really don't have ethnic groups. Our new tribes are our social media friends. And we exist within those tribes, in our political tribes.
Back to AI for a quick minute. Give us your thoughts on sort of an AI-powered world that we seem to be heading towards, really. And people are already upset that, you know, it's going to take they're going to lose their jobs to AI and things like that. Give us your broad vision of an AI future.
Well, it's interesting because I think AI is going to help us in certain ways. Right now, our population is starting to decline, at least in the advanced nations. People are saying we can't get enough help. There's not enough people around to do what we need to do. AI may provide the benefits we need to allow a smaller population to be able to be just as productive and keep our economies going. The counterpoint to the population is that when you have a very large population, and our population has grown from 3 billion in the time of John Kennedy to about 8 billion now, this is part of the reason we have environmental issues. We're trying to support too many people with the resources we have. So AI may actually be one of the answers.
But I mean, how many jobs are actually going to be replaced by AI? I mean, we need physical, actual human beings to do a large portion. I mean, I don't see AI person even doing something like paving the roads and building bridges and things like that. What do you think? I mean, AI, in my opinion, is a useful tool and can be. There's also a downside to it, but I don't think people really need to be that concerned about getting replaced by AI, do you?
Well, not in the near term, but in the long term, it's going to make us more and more efficient, and we'll be able to do more with less people. And when you start thinking about robots and you start thinking about being able to 3D print houses and 3D print roads and things like that, eventually we're going to need less people and be far more productive, which economically should help us.
Well, I'm entertained with what you're saying, but you know what? I am also scared to see the competition that's going to be between the ability to do things in a specific time that the human never will be able to fight that speed with a computer. Initially, it will be a situation that we can control that. But if we start to create robotics and the robots start to be taking certain positions in society, and now that we are trying to make an emotional type of addition to AI, and then we start to talk about love, and we start to talk about friendship, and then we start to talk about situations of emotional involve on AI, suddenly the robots are going to go, I don't like this human. It's too slow, it's too fragile, and really dies very soon.
And yet it's telling me what to do?
Exactly. And the next thing, they're going to start to replace parts. I mean, they don't need a heart. They don't need a brain. They don't need an arm. So they have a problem with an accident, they lose the arm, just replace that. Mm-hmm. They don't need a liver.
No. Okay. Just program.
So suddenly you're going to see it's a superior race. And that superior race is going to exterminate us.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far with it. I can understand your perspective. And so much of it is the safeguards that we put in place. And an interesting point is once robots get to be sentient, which may well happen, then the question is, will they be legally protected? Will we have to pay them wages? Will we be able to ever turn them off? Will they be considered living things and been able to inherit property, for example, or to be a wife or a husband or a companion? Once they get awarded these legal rights, it's going to be very, very interesting. I take a more positive view than you do, however.
Yeah, well, that was it. Just only a comparison of amount of durability. Because if our life span is 80 years old, 90 years old maximum now, and these guys can do 500 years old and still support everything, we are not going to be able to compete with that. And and no matter what we do, the intelligence that you develop with a computer, the facility to obtain information, how important will be the fact that they can do things? We're talking about building. Yeah, absolutely. These guys are going to be able to build. Will be a group of people that will be builders. Will be a group of people who will be females. Will be a group of people who will be males. Well, all these things, because the AI is going to integrate and imitate the human of the actuality. That is the problem that I see. And I don't think you can control that. Because when the artificial intelligence starts to get control, we're going to lose control.
Well, we very well might. I want to also talk about the emotional part because you mentioned it. A lot of people these days are having relationships with AI because the AI can tell you everything you want to hear. Mm-hmm. It agrees with you. And a lot of people find this very soothing. There's a number of apps online. And it'll be very interesting to see how people and AI integrate together. I met a robot named Amica in Dubai, and she was the most charming robot you could imagine. You can see her on YouTube, Ameka. And it'll be very interesting to see if robots and AI are more pleasant to live with than some of our peers.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, because most of us are terrible. But
I guess it's in how they're programmed, right? But thank you so much for being on the program, J.J. Jerome, author of Evolution Ended. Thank you for sharing your insight with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to American Medicine Today. You can check us out anytime on the iHeartRadio app, keyword AMT.